Hey, it's Dr. Craig here, episode 195 of the podcast, and I've been really good doing these daily. Well, I think I've been good doing it, but I hope you're enjoying it wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I've got this quote today that I was reflecting on. Many people die at 25 and aren't buried until they are 75. And that's something Benjamin Franklin said. So let's explore that a little bit. So we know as children, we are carefree and excitable. We're enthusiastic and we dream and get inspired by different things. But over time, things start chipping away at that. We go to high school and we're still pretty carefree. Most of us, if we've got a fortune enough to have a safe and positive upbringing. We might go to university or start the first stages of our work. But then around the age of 25, things might start to get a little bit more serious. And what Benjamin Franklin is saying there so many years ago is that that's where we stop living. We really, really stop living. We just get into the process of life, of thinking we have to do what we're meant to do to make ends meet, or what others think we should do. And we've lost our ability to dream. Or we haven't lost our ability, but we've lost our will to dream. So if you're listening to this now, are you doing what you really want to do? Now, I don't want you to stop right this moment and walk out of everything, and that's not the way to do it, but have you stopped dreaming? Because at the end of life, you don't want to have any regrets. You just don't want to go through 50 years of counting down the years. You want to have a life that fulfills your purpose. Identify your purpose, or identify that something that you're passionate about, whatever age you are right now, whatever age you are, what are those dreams that you have? Allow yourself that space to dream again. We all have a reason for being here. We all are an important piece of the puzzle to make this world a better place. And are you fulfilling what you're meant to be doing? So it's not a negative quote by Benjamin Franklin. It's actually an inspiring quote, because it doesn't matter if you're 25 now. It doesn't matter if you're 35, 45, 55, even 75 or 80. You still have time. If you're listening to this, you're still breathing, you can still dream, and you can still start working towards something that you love. It could be just that small component of your life, but to get that joy back in your life, if you have that, everyone around you will be inspired by that to go and do what they're meant to do as well. I know I sound passionate about this, but I am. There's nothing worse than a life of regret. And if you are stuck in something right now, start to unstick yourself. Start to put processes in place. Like I was going down that track. This is many, many years ago. Like I have a great love of football, of soccer. And I had left that behind after I stopped playing. And I had a great life, I thought. I was doing things, but it wasn't what I was passionate about. And then with the help of loved ones, I made small decisions to change. I started getting back involved in football. And there's some special people that would be listening to this now that helped me along the way. I'll never forget a friend of mine, a great friend of mine, Jim Fraser, that allowed me to be mentored by him. a great Australian football player and a great person. And what he did for me many years ago got me along the track of getting back involved in this whole area of human performance. And as I sit recording this from Doha, Qatar, working with the UAE national team at the Arab Cup, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have that relationship with Jim that inspired me to follow the path of what I wanted to do. But that was also instigated by the closest ones in my family, seeing that I wasn't completely fulfilling my purpose. And you've got to reassess it all the time. I reflect on it daily. Am I doing what I'm meant to be doing at this stage of my life? So don't let life go by. Don't stop living at 25, 35, 45. Come on, you can. All of us have got a dream that maybe we're not fulfilling because we think it's out of our reach. But if you can dream it, you can start to really believe it and you can start chipping away at that and having a full life. You really, really can. Anyway, as always, I really hope you're well. I really hope you take the time to reflect daily. I really hope that you're grateful for what you have and inspired by things that you can still do in your life. Anyway, as always, go and make the world a better place, and I'll speak again soon.